Hi, guys. Welcome. It is the John DeBell Show Daily Podcast on this Friday. Oh, happy, happy Friday. First Friday, August 2nd. How's it going? Dave here. All the good stuff from this morning for you. Who's the Seeger singer? That's where we started out with our in-studio audience. And then the rest of the show is pretty much the Vinnie Brand Show. We always bring him in. He's a seasonal act here on the John DeBell Show. So, yeah, dog days of summer. Means it's Vinnie Brand time. We'll see him again come Christmas, as always, but enjoy him now in the summer heat. That's where he's been. Perhaps you've seen him on the side of the road taking a whiz. We heard about that and much more today. If you're a Vinnie Brand fan, this is the podcast for you. Here we go. Happy weekend. It is the Daily Podcast.
It seems the launch is the band that won round two of the semifinals.
What was their song that
It was Killer Queen. They were the guys that did Killer Queen. Yeah, yeah.
They were harmonizing in the back, right?
They were harmonizing. The background vocals were incredible.
A lot of background vocals.
Absolutely incredible.
They stood out.
So now we move on to, let's see, who is in week three? Let's see, the third. I've got the Poor Mouth Henry, Knock One Back. Well, yeah, Poor Mouth Henry, Knock One Back, Matthias Noise, and Long Tall Sally.
Wow.
All right, those are the next four bands that'll go up for the house band. We're going to get into the comedy spotlight momentarily. It is the first Friday, and the silence you're hearing in the background is our studio audience.
Getting warmed up. It's all good. Right?
It's early.
Of course, we'll have them taking part. You guys have come on a great day. You really have. I mean, Vinnie Brand's going to be here today. We got the Burger Brawl serving food this morning, and we got from two different restaurants.
Yeah,
right?
Lucky's Last Chance in Manayunk, which is phenomenal, and Bainbridge Street, was that?
Yeah.
Bainbridge Street, Barrel House.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll get to sample that. We got breakfast. You guys will take part in everything we do this morning, so it's really going to be a lot of fun. So don't go anywhere.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So I came across a clip this morning, and I was sort of curious as we'll test the musical knowledge of our studio audience here. And once again, if it doesn't work out, we'll test it out, because seeing that I have this extra pair of Folk Fest tickets,
sure,
figure to give people a shot at it once again. Bob Seger's Ramblin' Gamblin' Man has a guy singing background vocals in it, and I want to see if you guys can identify that person. So he's the second voice that you're going to hear in this clip.
But I got to ramble, ramblin' man.
Background vocal, the one that's going, gambling man, rambling man, gambling man, rambling man. All right. You got to figure out who that is. I will tell you this much. This was recorded in Detroit because it's Bob Seger. Right. And the guy who's singing back there is from Detroit also. And he became a professional musician in his own right. As a matter of fact, a rather successful, I would say very successful professional musician. Anyone want to take a shot straight out?
No, not a song.
I love the way they're mouthing to each other, because that works so well on radio. Yeah. All right, here's a song. If you can figure out who it is, you'll get those Philadelphia Folk Fest tickets. Now here, taking some pride in his classic rock knowledge, is Chris.
Yes, sir.
All right, don't serve me. That's just, please. I don't deserve that respect. Where are you from, Chris?
From Levittown, PA.
From Levittown, PA. All right. Now, Chris, you heard Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. We said that the guy in the background was a famous singer, right? But not at that time. Mm-hmm. Who do you think it is?
Shot in the dark here. I'm going to go with Kid Rock just because he's
Kid Rock. I love that guess.
That's a
phenomenal guess.
Bow and a bow. It was wrong, but it was a phenomenal guess. All right. Let's go to the phone real quick before we go to Cindy. Let's see if Steven knows. Steven, who's that guy in the background?
That guy is the late, great Glenn Frey of the Eagles.
The late, great Glenn Frey of the Eagles is absolutely correct. That's it, my man.
How old
was he then?
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, he's just a kid.
He was a child.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So, he's from Detroit.
You, Steven, have got a pair of tickets to the Folk Fest. We've got Cindy here with traffic. What's going on? I nearly called it shadow traffic, Cindy.
You can. It doesn't hurt anyone to do that.
That's true. Right? except for the guy who used to be the general manager.
Because?
Well, I mean, how you go. I will never understand why people whose first name is Richard changes their name to Dick.
Oh, what was his last name?
Yeah. Marks.
Oh, no,
Dick Marks.
I thought it might have been Bag.
No, I worked for him, too. I'm telling you, I worked for a guy named Dick Bag. He was the engineer.
Bless him.
Right? You know, the first time I met him, I literally walked into the radio station. First time I met him, a guy walks up to me and says, "Hi, I'm Dick Bag." My head bounced back and forth for about 20 minutes.
My friends call me D.
Right? Then he brought his whole family over. You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
List them off.
No.
Where are the kids?
I can't.
Don't worry. List them. I'll dump if I have to.
His sister Douche was there. Okay. And Mom T. Yeah, okay. It just went on and on.
Yeah. And who was the shadow traffic guy?
Dick Marks.
Better than Skid.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is always a joy to say that this man, this entrepreneur, this comedian, comedy club owner, and fan of hamburgers, Vinnie Brand is here with us this morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I almost did not make it today.
Okay, why?
Well, on the way down here.
Right. His wife's pregnant.
Why?
Where it usually starts.
Yeah.
But that's not why. I was on the way down here and almost didn't make it.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because, I'm not eating.
All right, you're not eating.
We're going to get that in a minute.
Okay.
Because I'm not eating, I'm drinking a lot of water and coffee. A lot of coffee.
Bad combination.
Yeah, bad combination.
Bad combination.
But I know.
Somebody your age.
Yes.
Bad combination.
Oh, but wait a second, though. I have the prostate of a 10-year-old Cub Scout. The point I'm trying to make. I know that when I take that Falls Lane Road, whatever the heck that's called.
Okay.
I know that right before that bridge that no one can get across because there's no light. There's a porta potty on the right hand side. And I said to myself for the next 8 miles, that's the porta potty that I have to stop at to send some of this fluid home. Now, I'm telling you, my eyes were swimming. My eyes, look, I had jaundice. It wasn't jaundice. I was full. And I just make it to the porta potty. Yeah. All right.
I hope it's locked.
And I jump out, and some jackass has set the porta potty on fire. It's on fire.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting
okay.
that.
And I'm like,
I heard a light in your farts, but that's a little far.
Unbelievable. I'm like, what kind of arsonist goes, you know what I'm going to get? The porta potty. Right? That is an act against humanity. That is a crime. Now, here's the thing. I'm like, okay, I have to pee on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
Which is illegal.
And I said to myself, you know what? I can't do that. Because if I get arrested, I will go to jail, and this arsonist is off laughing his ass off.
Why didn't you try to put the fire out?
No, John. Have you ever smelled a burning porta potty? Have you ever? I've got to tell you something. The porta potties are bad, but when they're on fire, they're heinous. What moron? And I'm looking around for the guy that may have done it, but there's no one responding, and I can't pee on the side of the road because soon people will be responding.
And
that will be the news story.
Right.
Not someone set the porta potty on fire. Comedian Vinnie Brand gets arrested for lewd behavior. I'm telling you. And if I wet my pants, I can't come in here.
Right.
So, what I had to do with that, I buckled down.
All right.
And just drive. And I made it here.
All right.
And then, I peed in your parking lot. I wet my pants one time on the road. I don't know if I ever told you the story. It's the worst story ever. I had to drive to my father-in-law's house and drop off my daughter, all right? And so I'm driving over Shoei Mountain Road, which is in New Jersey, and I get behind a guy who has nothing to do ever. He's doing 1 mile an hour. And I had to pee, and I'm like, I got to get to my father-in-law's house. It's only another mile. But this guy, I'm telling you, he's doing 1 mile an hour, and there's no shoulder to pull over. So I'm just there, and my daughter sees me. I'm sweating, okay? She goes, "Dad, how come you're sweating?" I'm like, "Honey, I have to go to the bathroom in the worst way possible." And this idiot won't hit the gas. So I get over Shoei Mountain Road. I have to go another half mile. There's no way in God's earth, no way in God's earth that I'm going to make it to my father-in-law's house. So I pull off the side of the road. And I'm like where everyone can see me. I go, "Honey, I have to pee. Just let me be," right? But I am wearing Buttonfly jeans.
Dude.
Oh, I swear to God, the enemy. The enemy of the quick piss, the buttonfly jeans. Okay. And the absolute mortal enemy. So I'm trying to, and I got a belt on, and all of a sudden, I just, as a grown man, I wet my pants. Okay, now, here's the thing. Once you start wetting your pants, you might as well just.
Just keep going. Yep.
You gotta go.
Just keep going. What the hell? What's the point?
I just pee my pants. Okay. And so now I go to the side of the truck and I'm like standing and I'm looking through the window. I go, honey, I gotta get back in the car. I go, but I just want you to know, I just wet my pants. And God bless her, my daughter looks at me and she goes, that's okay, Dad. A lot of guys probably do that. So it's a true story. I go into Marshall's. There's a Marshall's, and I go into Marshall's, and I get a pack of underwear and a pair of jeans.
Okay.
And I go into the dressing room, and I rip open the underwear, I put on one pair, I put the jeans on, I throw my clothes in the garbage, and now I can't just walk out, I gotta go pay for stuff.
Oh, God.
So I got the sticker from the jeans, and I walk up, and there's like a kid, an 18-year-old kid, and I go, here are the jeans, I'm wearing them. And he goes, you're wearing them? I go, yeah, I like them, so I'm just going to wear them out. And I also, by the way, I forgot to tell you, when you pee your pants with shoes on,
right,
it goes right to your socks. Okay. So I have a pair of socks on, okay? So I've taken a pair of socks out of a bag of 12, because right. I got to buy a good deal, and a pair, okay, and a pack of underwear on, and I go up to the register, and I say to the kid, here's the jeans I'm wearing, and he scans the thing.
Right.
He's like, it's weird. Then I hand him the socks, and he goes, oh, sir, these are open. And I go, I'm wearing a pair. He goes, you're wearing a pair of the socks? I go, yeah, I want to get a whole new outfit. And I swear to God, John, he takes the underwear bag, he picks it up, he sees it's open, he goes, you're wearing them, right? I'm like, just do your job, Zazzas.
Vinny Brand, I guess. Vinny Brand is our guest. Vinny Brand, entrepreneur, now the owner of two comedy clubs. How's Connecticut doing?
Connecticut's great. It's another high tax, poorly performing state that needs to laugh.
And wait, you're in New Haven?
No, we're in Bridgeport.
You're in Bridgeport.
All right. New Haven's one of the most dangerous cities in the country. Did you know that?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, home of Yale.
Right.
And a
high
murder
rate. But I went there. You know I went
to
Yale.
John went to Yale for one year.
I went to Princeton and then Harvard.
Exactly.
Right.
Same thing. One day each.
One day. I went to school at Yale and I said, oh, I thought you went to Harvard. Well, I went to Harvard.
Yeah, right? Exactly. You know,
walked around the campus and I left.
Did you go to Yale?
Yeah, for 1 year.
What did you study?
Theater.
Theater. Okay, they were.
I was on a scholarship for 1 year, and that's where I got it. I thought, oh boy,
listen, don't believe these lies.
Taylor and I need transcripts because we don't believe it. He walked across the quad at Yale, and that was about it.
All right, okay.
Hey,
right.
Listen, if you went, he went. Okay, right. I went when I was in
Steve
school.
Went to a women's school, right, which they changed to a co-ed
which
school.
Means Steve might be the smartest guy in the room, if you think about it. 18 years old, women's school.
He went to Arcadia University, which was a co-ed college. You know what it was called when it was a women's school? Beaver College.
Oh, you gotta love that.
No, Beaver College. Who?
Statement still stands.
I came to town and they were doing commercials on the air, and I went, no.
Yeah.
No, not real. No.
Yeah.
Right? I can't believe that not a disc jockey in this city ever mentioned there's a women's school named Beaver College.
Beaver College.
And I really. Well, Vinny Brand is our guest and will be with us for the rest of the morning. Vinny isn't eating any burgers this morning because Vinny isn't eating anymore. What's with the diet?
I mean,
you're the same size you've always been. You
no,
look great.
I'm not.
You
yeah. look, no, I'm not. I look awesome. Anyway,
No. I'm telling you, you look the same. I mean, I've never seen.
I'm wearing a big T-shirt.
Is that what it is? Oh, so what did you do? So you fatted up?
Yep.
Here's the deal. I think I've told you in the past that I'd like to just one day have abs.
Okay.
And as it turned out, I have always had abs.
Right.
I didn't feel the need to show them off.
I see.
Okay. So now I'm just dedicating to, so I'm intermittent fasting.
Okay.
So from 7 o'clock at night till 11 in the morning, I don't eat. What I do instead is from 7 p.m. to to 11 a.m. is I talk about not eating.
I see.
Because I am starving. Starving.
You're missing out on some killer burgers this morning.
Oh, my God. These guys, first of all, the Burger Brawl should donate their money to colonoscopy research. But let's forget that. Here's the thing. If I get abs, okay, first of all, I'm never going to wear a shirt ever again, ever. I at a wedding, a funeral, I will be naked from the waist up, always. But I'm going to be an angry guy with abs because I'm so
surprising.
Hungry.
That's so surprising that you would be angry. You don't seem like a man who would go off on anything.
I'm going to tell you something. If I have abs and someone was looking at me, I'd probably pop off with, "What are you looking at?" Okay, because I'm starving. This intermittent fasting is ridiculous. People should eat. Those burgers look amazing. But I'm starving, John.
That's why they call it diet.
Well, no, there's all these different fad diets, right? Uh-huh. The cleanses. Do you ever do a cleanse?
No.
You can't. You need porta potties everywhere when you're cleansing. I have a friend of mine who's cleansing. I'm like, no, you've just gotten rid of all your friends. No one wants to be around you. You're a disgusting human being. You should be in the shower 24/7.
What about the keto diet? The keto? What would they call that one?
Keto. Yeah, yeah. Keto? I got a buddy of mine on the keto diet,
right.
And so we go out after a show. And I'm like, all right, it's 11 o'clock at night. This is before my intermittent fasting day.
Right. Okay.
And yes. He goes, you got to try this keto diet. So I'm like, what's the kid? I can eat all the fat I want. So I go, how's it going? He goes, well, I haven't lost any weight yet. And now the waitress comes and he orders. He's like, give me 5 orders of bacon and give me a burger but no roll and give me some lard. And I'm like, oh, you're not losing weight? I can't
believe
it.
I know so many people who are large people who are on the keto diet and it doesn't seem to be working.
I do have a buddy who ripped. He shredded right away.
Really?
On the keto diet. And then he went to his cardiologist and said, listen, you're going to look great in the box. Your cholesterol is off the chart. You are going to look awesome. The same thing. He's eating. He's like, all I eat is fat. And I'm like, did you ever hear how bad fat can be for you? Like, you can't be dipping into a jug of lard saying you're on a diet. Just losing weight doesn't mean good. I was on the cocaine diet. I looked awesome. I never did cocaine. If I did, I think I'd have a heart attack immediately.
Yeah. No.
Die immediately.
Now, you're a meth man. I mean...
You know, I've never done a drug ever. Never.
Never.
The only drug that I would ever do, if I was going to do a drug,
right,
would be acid. That's the only drug that has any vague interest for me, mm-hmm, because I would like to experience another dimension, because this dimension sucks. I'm starving in this dimension. I'd like to hallucinate a burger going into my face.
You know, on acid, McGreevy's president.
Have you ever, you can talk about this, you're from the 60s, you did that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Every once in a while, I have a little flashback happen.
How many people here have ever, and by the way, young, she's on the cell phone, she doesn't care. That's the new acid right there.
Yeah,
the kids
right,
with
yes,
their cell phone.
Yeah,
unbelievable. So, now, some of these people look a little older. Some of them look at the girl in the leopard skin. Okay, she definitely dropped acid. Look at that face. I'm reading a book right now called How to Change Your Mind. It's all about mushrooms and dropping acid.
Right.
And it's about this guy who claims it's the best thing. You can cure, mm-hmm, all kinds of disease. Now, I didn't buy the book for that reason. I bought the book because I thought it was a self-help book. And apparently, it's not. Just an and your father grows mushrooms. He must have, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dropped acid, right? Yeah, accidentally. Yeah.
Right, right.
This batch went bad. Let's have a party. Everybody come to my house. I got a bad batch of mushrooms.
Who's coming up at the Stress Factory?
I have Chris Redd from Saturday Night Live,
okay,
this week.
All right.
And then I have Chris Porter, who I think has probably been in here.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
So I love Chris Porter.
Great story.
Love Chris Porter. Then I have Craig Robinson, who I love.
Oh, yeah, well, he's a Philly guy.
I booked all the people that I like. Right. And then one guy that I like, but he's a train wreck, Eddie Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had him in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eddie's been in. And you know what's the wildest thing about Eddie? Huge classic rock fan. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, he'll come in, and he just starts singing along to every song that's playing, and I'm going like, you realize you're black.
You know that Eddie has the craziest rider in the business. You have to buy him a pair of shoes for every show.
Oh, I love what? This.
A pair of sneakers. So he comes to my club, and my guy's like, hey, where do I get these sneakers? I go, don't get those sneakers. He goes, what do you got? It's on the rider. I go, I'll handle that. So Eddie comes in, he's like, yo, man, where are my sneakers? And I go, I don't know, they're probably in your closet. Okay? Like, bring your own shoes. So he goes, well, I'm supposed to have shoes. I go, Eddie, I went everywhere. They didn't have your size. And I lied right to his face. And he's like, ah, okay, man, it's cool. I'm like, yeah. I'm never buying someone's sneakers. Never.
Guess the movie coming up at 8:35. You going to hang for Guess the Movie?
I'll hang out.
Okay, all right. And do you realize this is the first time in that I can remember, I mean, ever since the first time you did it, that you've come on the air and you haven't handed out your phone number?
908-601-6976. And I'll tell you people something if you're listening, and you people in the studio audience, all right, some of you people are too old, you don't have cell phones, but listen to me. I want you to follow me.
They do,
me on
but they're really big.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to follow me on the Facebook. That's important.
On the Facebook. Is that like the Twitter?
On the Instagram and the Twitter.
And the Twitter. Okay, yeah.
It's all Vinny Brand or Vinny underscore Brand. I couldn't get Vinny Brand on Twitter because some dude in Norway has it, and he's got 9 followers. He won't give it up. Because all 9 need to know exactly what he's doing for lunch. And but if you would take my number, that'd make me happy. 908-601-6976. I'll tell you something. People call me, and if they're freaks, I just hang up.
Right.
And then they'll text me, why'd you hang up? And I text back, because you're a freak. And then they never bother me again.
By the way, he really likes those calls about 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
I do like that.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.